In the late 18th century, there was an Englishman who I will call Will. Will was an outspoken opponent of slavery. He even boycotted sugar from the West Indies because he wouldn't have anything to do with any product of slavery. He became what was known as a dissenter. British law prohibited anyone from even attending a meeting of the dissenters who felt that they had the right to not be subject to the government but needed religious liberty to preach the word of God as they so chose. And so Will committed civil disobedience every time he preached as a dissenter, and everyone who attended his meetings, including his parents, did the same. Will felt that God wanted him to go to India to become a missionary. And he went to India, and he entered as an illegal alien. He didn't have the proper papers to come. He was shocked to discover that many of the Hindus took their infant children and exposed them to die. They just left them to die, sometimes thinking of it as a holy act. And the British government then of India looked the other way because it didn't want to get in the way of the culture and the religion of that culture. But Will felt differently. He felt compelled to interfere because he looked at these children and he concluded they're created in the image of God. No one has the right to take these lives. And these people are impoverished. The killing of their children is not in their best interests as well as their children's best interests. Will called upon the people of India and called upon the Brits and government to change the laws of the land. And as a result of his life, and the groups, the people that he organized around this cause, within his lifetime, infanticide was abolished in the country of India, and the lives of countless children for generations were saved by his activism. Now, the Hindus also practiced a form of euthanasia in which they took the weak and the sick and the lepers and simply left them to die. No medical care, no food, no water. And Will and the missionaries who joined him spoke out against this practice, and their efforts finally resulted in pro-life laws. But while this kind of exposure was still legal, the missionaries carried people home who were left in the streets to die, and they nursed them back to health when they could. And when they died, they were by themselves. They were by their side, and they were helping them to die with dignity. Will and his fellow missionaries provided medicine for these outcasts, and they also were active in opposing slavery in India. And then one day, Will witnessed something horrible. It was a practice called sati. A widow was burned alive on the funeral pyre of her deceased husband, as was the practice of the time. The man dies, the widow is burned alive. It was horrific, and Will never forgot this. And he led a group of missionaries in protesting widow burning. Can you imagine? Missionary protesters. He also set up public debates to expose what was really happening and to bring God's perspective to bear. And missionary magazines actually published Will's arguments. And as a result, in his lifetime, widow burning was also abolished in India. Will was a brilliant linguist and a Bible translator. He was the British government's official translator into the Swahili, Bengali language. He received the official decree forbidding widow burning on Sunday morning, December 6, 1829. Well, he had been scheduled to preach that morning. He was supposed to be preaching the gospel at church. And he sent word, "I'm not going to be there. Someone else preach. I must spend the day translating this new law issued by the British government into Bengali, the language of the people, because lives hang in the balance. And another woman or a number of women could die today before this gets into the language so people know that it is now against the law. Well, some criticized Will for his moral and political actions. You know what they said? They said, just preach the gospel and pray. That's what you're supposed to do. Kind of like a seminary student say, we're just here to do the Great Commission. Preach the gospel and pray. Stay away from anything that even seems political. Stay away from social and moral issues. So who was this radical? Who was this social activist who was so concerned about morality and laws and saving human lives, not just spiritual lives, but actual physical lives? His name was William Carey. Now, if you know anything about the history of missions, you know that today William Carey is known as the father of modern missions. When you think of the modern missions movement, no other name is as prominent as that of William Carey's. He went to India to win people to Christ and to disciple them and to fulfill the Great Commission. And that's exactly what he did. And in the process, he also sought to obey the other parts of God's word too, teaching them to obey everything I have commanded, which includes loving your neighbor as yourself. And this is what he did. And probably one of the reasons his ministry was so amazingly successful was because when people saw William Carey, they saw not only the gospel he preached, but the gospel he lived out in his dealings with people, giving credibility to that great message of Christ that he preached.